In Corpus Christi, we find the mystery of God hidden among us in a special way. The first reading is, this takes place at the time of Christ. You know, this would have been perhaps 800 years in the past. And Moses leading the people through the desert with the manna. And Jesus, of course, is the one that gives us the true bread from heaven. The people of Moses talks to them, and he says, well, God has tested you for 40 years. At times you were hungry, at times you were thirsty, and then God fed you. He led them to the edge at times, wondering where their next meal was going to come from, and then he provided for them. Then they were very thirsty, and then he provided for them. Each one was a test of their faith in God. And he says, well, the Lord guides you through this vast and terrible desert for 40 years to test you and see if it was your intention to keep his commandments or not. So when we look at the gospel, Jesus again is testing the crowds. You know, Jesus, if you remember earlier in this gospel, he crosses the Sea of Galilee to get away from the crowds. He finds them over there. And instead of turning them away, he sits down and teaches them at great length, even though he's very exhausted. Then he feeds them with the loaves and fishes and tests the apostles to see if they have faith in him, even though they don't have enough to feed the crowds. The crowds are spellbound by his teaching, by the healings, by this miracle of the loaves and fishes. And so now Christ turns around and tests the crowd. And he tests them with this very difficult teaching that he has. We hear Jesus often use metaphors. I'm the door, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You know, I'm the, what is he? the gate. I'm having a brain freeze. I need notes. I think of everything but what Christ said. There's a whole bunch of these. I'm the good shepherd, you know. And we can think at first that he's using another metaphor. I'm the bread of life. So far, so good. The Word of God is the bread of life. We feed on that whenever we read the Scriptures. He is the Word of God. In that sense, we feed on him whenever we listen to the Word. So he's feeding us with these words that we heard. But the crowd is beginning to murmur because they don't get it. They think, is he, you know, a little bit off? Because when he says, you must drink my blood, in the Jewish tradition, one didn't drink blood. So, in other words, your steak would have to be very well done, you know. And so Jesus tests them, whether they think he's a heretic or not, you know. And he goes on and drills this in seven times until, right after this gospel, the majority of the crowd leaves Jesus and follows him no more, John says. Then he says to the apostles, are you going to leave too? And Peter says, well, where else can we go? We know that you are the Son of God, but they don't understand. And they won't understand until the Last Supper. He tests them for a couple of years before he explains what he means by the bread, by the body and blood that you must feed on. And then they see at the Last Supper, he's talking about the bread and the wine becoming his body and blood, not cannibalism. And this is Jesus wants us to be with him. And he hides himself in this world. The people of his day, he didn't look like God or they wouldn't have crucified him. In fact, the Jewish authorities put him on the cross so that people, they could say to him, oh, so you thought you were the Son of God. We'll show you that you're not. We'll show the crowds that you're not. You're nothing but a man. And they nailed him to the cross to prove it. And in this world today, he hides in many disguises. And we prove to ourselves there is no God if we say he's not here in this situation. You know, God hides himself. It's a test. Life is nothing but a test. Jesus has within himself life. And here he says, those who ate and drank the manna in the desert, they died. All of us have borrowed life. We are born. I had, how many baptisms I had yesterday? 8 baptisms. How about that? 8 babies. Well, they're just coming into the world a year ago. They didn't have existence. There was a time when we didn't have existence. And there's a time when we have to give it back to the earth from which we came. But we are also eternal beings. And when we feed on Jesus, he gives us life. not just eternal life in this body or this world, but eternal life in the reality of the world to come, which is very real. But in this world, we cannot see. We always have to have God in disguise so that we can have faith, we can grow in faith. Each Mass is connected to every other in space and time. Everyone celebrating the body and blood of Christ today, everyone throughout history going back to the Last Supper, it's all one sacrifice. It's Christ's sacrifice at the Last Supper. This is what we're doing. It is not a reenactment of the Last Supper. It is the Last Supper brought forward in time in this hidden element of the Eucharist, of the body and blood of Christ. And Christ says to us there, his point in giving this sacrament to the church is that on the cross, even if we receive him, you know, spiritually, if we can't receive communion, the body and blood for some reason, Christ will come to us. But he wants our flesh and blood to be with him on the cross. He wants, when he goes to the cross, he wants the disciples to be one with him as relatives, as having his flesh and blood with him. And then this sacrifice of his, which is inside time and outside of time, it is for all time. Our flesh and blood are united with his, even though in our temporal existence we did not exist 2,000 years ago. But Jesus has existence through every age, every era. Christ is present, and so is his sacrifice. So we have in the Eucharist then, Jesus gives us a chance to believe without seeing. We find him in many, as I say, many disguises. Whenever I go on a sick call, I find Jesus in the person that's sick. For example, we find him in many coincidences. What we think are coincidences are actually the will of God. We also find him when it appears on our own journey in the desert. 40 years means a long time in the Bible. And so on our journey from beginning to end in this world, God will hide himself periodically. He'll test us suddenly with these kinds of words over and over again, some prayer that hasn't been answered yet, or some situation that we don't understand. And Christ gives us a chance to believe before we understand, to believe without seeing. That's very important that we have that opportunity to make an adult and full decision for Christ without knowing how much he's going to give us or how wonderful it is in the world to come. We just live in this brief moment where we're so privileged to come to Mass where we can actually hear the word of God and then be fed with his body and blood, physically or spiritually, so that we, on our brief journey in life, we know where we're going. We know that there is a God and that everything has meaning in our lives, even the times when God seems to be absent. He's still present and building our faith. So in these Gospels, this wonderful sacrament on Father's Day, we think of the fact that God has made us adopted children of God and that we are loved and that he has not abandoned us in this world, given us great insight as to his plan that he wishes to reveal in due time to the whole world.